It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This is the intro jingle. This is the K-Pop DevOps Show with Eric Nam.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-Pop DevOps Show. I'm your host, Eric Nam, and today we are joined by a very, very special guest. She is an incredibly powerful queen in her own right, and we're so excited to have her. Please welcome the amazingly talented Miss Chungha.
Oh, that was so sweet of you. Hi, guys. This is Chungha. Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Good, actually. Yeah. I feel a little hungry.
Yeah? Didn't eat?
No.
Oh, man. I would have brought you something. Sorry. I, like, selfishly was like, I'm starving. And I, like…
No, I understand.
Oh, man. Why haven't you eaten yet?
I don't know. I don't think… I take really late… how do you say? Lunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time do you usually get up?
It's different every time, but like 8:30, 9, 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
So from 8 to 10.
Yeah.
Are you a night owl?
Yes.
So you rarely sleep, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're the same. All right. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. We've been, you know, meaning to get you on for a while, and it's just… Our scheduling. No, it's fine. You're busy. I'm busy. I think we just kept like missing each other. But we're so excited to have you on. And today, for people who don't know you very well, we want to just introduce you even more, get to know you a little bit better.
Yay.
And then just catch up.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Do you remember the first time we met?
No.
Right?
When was the first time?
I don't know. Wait. Maybe it was that show.
What show?
Master Key. Was that it? Or was it… Did you come on the…
I think it was
Young
Namja
show?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's probably the first time.
I think that was it. Or was it before? Like when I was doing IOI?
I think it was during IOI. You guys came on Young Namja show maybe. And then Master Key is when we were like on the same team.
Right.
And then, played some ridiculous games.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, you can speak in English to me.
And I was like, you speak English?
Right.
I felt so like betrayed. Because I was like, I've been here struggling with my poor Korean the entire time. She goes, you can speak English. I was like, what? This is crazy.
Yeah, I was your English friend.
Yes. So thank you for being my English friend. And I see here your English name is…
Annie. Yes.
That is a very big leap from Chungha to Annie.
I know. Actually, my cousin came up with that name. And
she
was like, hey… when I was in America, I was like, hey, what should my American name be? Because actually, like, other people, like foreign people there, they have an English name.
Right.
And I only go by Tenmi. My real name's Tenmi. And so, how about Annie? I'm like, okay, I'll go with that. And so, that was when I was in kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
Since then, I went by Annie.
All right. There you go. Well, let's talk about your time in the States real quick. So, when did you… moved to this state? Were you born and raised here?
Yeah, I was… I was born in Korea.
Okay.
And I was like… half raised in Korea and half raised in the States.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I think I was there when I was in kindergarten.
Okay.
Yeah. I started my kindergarten years there. And then I kind of went back and forth.
Oh.
And so, I was here at Korea to second grade to fourth.
Okay.
And then I went back to the States and finished my elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to middle school there and then like finished up middle school here again in Korea. And like I really went back and forth. So I have a hard time telling people, hey, how many years have you been living in the States?
Yeah.
I'm like…
You're confused yourself.
I get confused a lot.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But so… You and your family were in Dallas though when you were there? Mm-hmm. Was it like your parents were working there or was it…
Oh, like my cousin… my other like family were there. And so they got settled down earlier.
Okay.
So my mom took me there.
Okay.
I don't know. I was too young to you know…
Really remember everything?
Yeah, I don't remember everything. But I was just there all of a sudden. And like she was like, we're going to live here. I'm like, okay.
All right. So when did you, you know, you finished up middle school mm-hmm. in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, no, no,
oh, no,
no.
In Korea.
In Korea.
And then…
It's kind of… Don't you feel it's kind of hard to like… You know, because in America they do it like 8th grade, 7th grade. But like here it's kind of different.
Right, right, right.
Like in…
It's confusing.
Yeah. In America they finish your elementary school at 5th grade.
Right.
And like you still go to elementary school when you're kindergarten.
Right.
But here it's totally different.
Right.
And so yeah, I have a hard time…
calculating those things. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't
know. So for people who are listening in Korea… grades pretty much 1 through 6 is
right.
elementary school. Mm-hmm. And then 7, 8, 9, which is it's middle school here.
Right.
And then high school in Korea is 10, 11, 12.
Right, right, right.
As opposed to in the States, high school is 4 years from mm-hmm. 9 to 12. Mm-hmm. Middle school is 6 through 8. And then it's kindergarten through 5. So I feel your pain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's confusing.
Yeah. And you know how the ages… are different from
yeah,
here
right.
in the States too.
We're 30 or 20 something here and then suddenly not.
Yeah,
I don't
so,
know.
Like that's one of the questions that you guys would never ask me because I would never get it right.
Okay, well now we know. If you see her, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
She's confused. But when did you, you know, get into dance and music and how did that happen? Is it post-middle school or?
I think that was just like so… natural for me. Like I still go to church, but when I was young, mm-hmm. you know, the choir.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was one of the choir member and like
okay.
that's how easily it got into my life.
Okay.
Like music.
Okay.
And so like for dancing, I was here in Korea during my vacation. I was like, during my summer break, I was like, hey, there's like, I'm done with my homework. I'm done with everything. I shouldn't just be here sitting. Hey, what do you want to do with my friend?
Right.
And then she was like, I don't know. Like, should we go dance? And I'm like, okay. And then so a teacher there was like, hey, you should keep on dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have some…
potential.
Yeah, I think you have some skills. And so I was like, oh, thank you so much. And then that's how I got started, really. And yeah. And
then, how old were you then?
I think… Oh, I get confused a lot. Okay. I was… I think I was… 중3?
중3. So like 8th grade.
Yeah. Like before…
8th, 9th grade.
고1.
Okay. So like…
Before 고1.
Around I there. Think. So probably like 14?
No, not 14. Age? Like 17… No, 16, 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then… How did you get into auditioning for like companies and stuff? You just, you know, was this something that you wanted to do? Was it mm-hmm. always your dream to become a singer or a performer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it was my dance academy who
mm-hmm.
gave me the chances. And that's how I just, you know, I wasn't expecting any good results there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just keep on trying, you mm-hmm. know. 그런 말 있잖아요. 10번 찍어서 안 넘어가는 뭐 나무 없다. 그래서 계속 그냥. I kept on trying.
Just perseverance.
And trying.
Just keep trying and trying.
And then so one day I got… Everybody should know. No, my fans should know. I got, my first company was JYP.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I was really short there.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there for long.
Yeah.
So I started my training years there. And then I was like, is this my… Would this be my way to go or not? Should I just like just focus on my studies again?
Mm.
And so I kind of went back and forth. And but all of a sudden I ended up with Produce 101, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was not on my plan.
Okay.
Seriously. Yeah.
So that was completely unexpected.
Yeah, no.
For you.
Like,
would you have a company at that time or you just kind of how did you get into that?
I didn't. I don't know if I said this before.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have. But I was just… 지금 회사, my company right
mm-hmm.
now.
M&H,
I was, yeah. I was going to tell him, I don't think I want to do this. I don't…
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't have… Yeah. Sorry. I think I'm too old. And I think I lost my time.
No.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. And I was like… I was going to say sorry to him because
yeah.
I couldn't, you know, like… be a trainee for like more years.
Yeah.
Like, I was over… I think I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't like… 용돈 다 쓸 수가 없었어요.
용돈 다…
네.
Okay.
그러니까, You don't know what that is.
Is that like allowance, like, kind of thing?
Like 부모님,
right, right, right.
From your parents.
Like,
I
you didn't want
that.
To rely on your
yeah,
parents
I
for much longer.
To. Yeah, I just wanted to be fully on myself.
Right, and independent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm sorry, I just can't use my time and my years on something I just not.
You don't think it's going to work out?
Yeah. And so, and then he was like, okay. But before that, there's this program that I think you should try out. he was just like ignoring. And I was like, huh?
What do you mean? Then, I just told you I want to quit.
Yeah. And then like, you should think about it one more time, yeah. once more time. Because I think it's worth a try. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I feel you. I think it's worth mm-hmm. a try too. And then that's how I got into Produce 101 somehow.
Oh man.
Yeah. I wasn't going to. But yeah. like… Yeah. There was this a lot of episodes that I should share when I grab some food with you.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But yeah. There was a lot of episodes on behind. Mm-hmm. And yeah. That's how it happened.
That's… I mean… I think it's funny because a lot of people… There are some people who were like… I'm going to make it work. And it's just going to… We're going to mm-hmm. make it happen. And other people who just kind of fall into it. Mm-hmm. You know, it just kind of happens. Kind yeah. of like what you're saying.
Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like expect to be… Well, towards the end, I was like, oh, I want to debut. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know that I would make it this far.
Yeah.
But since I made it this far, why not just give it a big try?
Yeah.
But before that, when I just started, I was like, I don't know. It's just testing time for me. Mm. And it's like… 후회 안 남게.
Right,
yeah,
right,
just
right.
give it all out and like pour it all out. What you have trained before. Mm. Annie just…
The party has started and your invite is still waiting. I'm talking about the Candy Crush Candy Party, of course. Don't miss the 3 weeks of candy celebrations with Candy Crush Saga. There are loads of fun challenges and some sweet, sweet rewards if you top the leaderboards, like unlimited lives. Then on November 20th, finish it with a bang with a gift of unlimited color bombs for 24 hours. Play Candy Crush Saga now to join in the candy celebrations. Download it from the App Store, Google Play, or Windows Store for free. Terms and conditions apply.
I remember, so like I didn't watch Produce, I haven't really watched any of the seasons, mm-hmm. but you know, there's always like these smaller clips that make
yeah.
the internet. And I came across one, somebody was watching, I was like, oh my god, who is that dancing? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this girl Chung-ha. I was like, holy crap.
Really?
Why is she so good?
Wow.
I remember distinctly having that conversation.
Thank
you. I was
like,
man, she's so talented. And so to see you now understanding, like, where you're like, I don't know if I want to do it. And to know you're at the top of the charts. No. You're at the top of the game. And you're just really making your own moves. That's really, really cool to see.
Thank
so
you.
Congratulations Thank on you. Everything. For not having known if you wanted to do it or not, you still got fourth place. I believe, right?
Right. Like, I didn't know that I would, you know, ever uh-huh. make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel so thankful, yeah. grateful. I was just kind of like, oh my god, this is crazy. And then I cried a lot. I hate that clip that's still on the internet.
You're just bawling.
Yeah. Wish that I could erase it, but yeah, it was just like a bloom for me. Uh-huh. Like, oh my god, like this is actually happening, and it felt kind of like. Unrealistic
mm-hmm.
throughout the years mm-hmm. of IOI. Well, not years. I wish it was years, but it was less than a year,
yeah.
actually.
It was really short, right?
Yeah, it was. And so I really feel sorry for our IOI fans mm. that it was… Because it was really short.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't our fault, but
yeah.
it happened, so…
Yeah. Were your parents like always supportive of this as you were… pursuing this? I know you said that at a certain point, like, I don't want to keep taking allowance and rely. Mm. But how were they always as parents?
I think they were pretty much supportive.
Mm, that's great.
And then just because I kind of like, you know, let myself down. I think that was the part where they were like, hey, don't let yourself down. Like, there are a lot of ways to, mm-hmm. you know, still… There are a lot of ways to still dance and to still sing.
Right.
Yeah, that's just not the only way, you know. Just be yourself and just don't, you know. That's how I got my Pambi, like my doggy.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I was so depressed at the time. Oh, I didn't go anywhere. Like, and so my mom kind of, you know, it's, we should, you should go out with her. We should
cheer you up
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah. And so that's how I got my energy back. Uh-huh. And that's how, you know, since I'm done with this, this crowded, you know, like, how do you say 경쟁? I forgot the word.
Competition.
Yeah, this competition. Everything was, you know, all in the force ground, how I say it. And so I was like, I'm over this and I don't want a competition with anyone, even though it was a format of competitioning 99 or like 100 more people except for me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was just, you know, Annie, why don't you just give it a try and just like be like, don't be selfish. Don't try to be anything. Just be yourself and just be yourself and see yourself how far you go.
Yeah.
You know? And that's how I think that was the part where producers, Kungmin producers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the, the people who watch and vote. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that was the part where they were like, hey, I think she's pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
And I want to cheer her up.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was the point.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I think this is something that a lot of people… I can't imagine… I guess I was in an audition program as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of understand the stress of like… people have to vote for you. But you have to like compete with each other.
Yeah.
And then it's like, am I going to make it? But I want to… I want to. But also I'm stressed. And like… it's just a lot of emotions, right? And but listening to you speak, I feel like… but at the time you went into produce… maybe before that… you had been a little disappointed in yourself, hard on yourself, of like really wanting to do it and something not panning out, right? In the case that like, let's say produce didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think you'd be doing now? What were your some of your other passions or did you want to study or anything like that?
Oh, this is a hard question. Because I was kind of in like right in the middle where I was like, should I just try out for Produce 101 and keep on doing what I have done? Or should I just go on my studies again? If I had study, I think I would have want to be a therapist.
Oh.
Yeah. I like to listen to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like to listen to other people's stories.
Yeah.
And so I think I'll be studying for that still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a smarty pants, so I'll still be studying.
No, I feel like you're pretty smart. Yeah, I think that's maybe that's why you're so good at like DJing. Are you still DJing right now?
I DJ?
You used to for the radio.
Oh, for the radio. I thought you meant
DJ.
Like
no,
the
not,
DJ DJ.
Like,
I'm like,
DJ?
I've never done
no.
Yeah.
No, like radio DJ.
It's been exactly, I think about a year that
since
I have.
You stopped.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I remember when I went on as a guest once. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, she's so good. You're so natural at it.
No,
so,
like, we had so much fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. And now the tables are turned. And now you're here.
Yeah, I
so,
know.
Awesome. Well, so after Produce 101, you did IOI. How was that? You finally debuted as a group, but you have 10 other members, which is probably great, but also challenging at times, working and living with 10 other girls.
Mm-hmm.
What was that process like for you?
I think it was more to learn than more challenging.
More, you had a lot
to
learn. Okay.
Yeah, more like I had a lot of things to learn and I just took the challenging parts as learning.
Okay.
And I really miss them so much.
Yeah.
And like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but like next year is the year that we promised that we would get back together. And
really?
I'm praying so, so hard that that would really happen. But I'm not sure because that we can't do ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many factors, so many companies, so many schedules to match up.
Right,
so I'm
right.
sure it's difficult.
But it's still in our hearts. Like, yeah. It's still in our hearts. We're still on track to try to get back together and like, you know. Yeah,
I hope
fingers
so.
Crossed.
I hope so. I can't believe it's… time has flown so fast.
I know.
That's wild.
It's kind of freaky.
I know. I feel like it was just yesterday you guys were
not… Yangnam just showed.
Yeah,
right?
I feel like it was literally like maybe last year.
We did Taro. Do you remember?
I don't
the cards.
Oh, we did that. And then you guys wrote letters and everybody cried. And
yeah.
I was like, why is everybody crying?
Sorry.
I
we had an emotion.
Because again, I didn't really know you guys. You guys had just such a a meteoric rise.
Right.
And so I was just getting to know who IOI was, and everybody's here, and all of a sudden everybody's crying. I was like, I really don't know how to react.
Yeah, we were towards the end of our time, so we were kind of getting, you know, our little
sad, nostalgic.
Yeah, emotions. Yeah. And like sad to each other and like happy for each other and like all these, you know. Yeah.
Well, I hope, you know, hopefully fans will be able to see something of you guys together sometime.
Yeah, I'll be praying. Yeah. Seriously.
Who do you stay in touch with the most from IOI? And there's so many. So it's hard to stay in touch with everybody. But if there's one or two that…
I actually saw most of my members recently. And my fans should know. But the most recent member that I've seen was Yeon Jung-hee.
Okay.
From… Uju Sonya. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I get a lot of touch with her, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Who do you hang out with like outside of them? Like who are your friends? What do you do for fun? I know. So here's the thing about Chongwa. I'm sure your fans already know. But for people who don't know, she's the busiest woman in the world.
No,
like,
I'm not.
No, I feel like the only times I see you are also like at the studio. We've run into each other so many times at the studio where I walk in and I look like I just woke up and I look crazy.
That was me too. I'm like, oh, it's you.
And I'm just like, I hope nobody sees me. And then Chongwa's here, I was like, oh crap.
No.
But I mean, you're always doing something. I feel like you're always staying active.
Yes. I try to.
Right. But who do you, you know, when you have downtime, what do you do? Who do you see? Who do you hang out with?
It's mostly the same, but it's mostly like IOI members.
Okay.
Or Taiya, Hyun, Hyun-y, and they're all the friends that I've seen way before we have been debuted.
Okay. So from trainee years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like or even before that. Okay. Like so it's kinda like 연예인 친구보다 그냥 저한텐 친구인데.
Mm-hmm. They just happened to be celebrity
a couple years later. Okay, yeah. And so, Bendite Iyeon-i.
Bendite Iyeon-i.
Yeah, she's
in your company.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's in the same company.
So you guys, I'm sure, see each other quite a bit.
And during my downtime, I don't have a hobby. I used to not have a hobby, but I found myself one.
Finally. What is it?
Horseback riding.
Oh, what? It suits you very well.
Oh,
I could
really?
See you on like the cover of like Polo Ralph Lauren with a horse just like jumping over something.
Oh, I'm not on that level yet, but
you'll
I'm
get there soon.
To. Yeah.
But how did you stumble into horseback riding?
So I started my own YouTube channel.
Okay.
And since I don't have a hobby, why don't I just try out some random stuff that I haven't tried out and like, you know… I tried this, I tried that. And my forever dream, one of my bucket lists, I think, was to go to go on horseback riding.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, hey, can I try on horseback riding? And then we finally went. And then that's how, it
there
came
you go.
To me. Yeah.
It happened.
Yeah. And it's really close to my 본가.
본가. 본가 is like where
my
your
mom
family,
lives.
Yeah, family lives. Where, okay. That's
like
great.
10
how,
minutes.
How
ride.
Often do you go? I feel like that's a process to go horseback riding.
Yeah, it is. But I think I like that process too. Like it's nothing but grass. So once or twice a week I try to go.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good that you found something that you really love.
Yeah.
That's great. So I mean, you know… Going back to kind of like the music stuff, you know, talking about your music, you've had so many hits on hits on hits and so many collaborations over the past few years. A lot of fun things. But I guess when it comes to Chongwa as a musician, what music do you really love? I feel like there's stuff that, you know, you do, you put out and all that you can love. But what inspires you and what really makes you creatively want to create music?
I think a lot of people inspire me in different ways. But during my first and second years of like as a beginner, being a singer, I think I just went with what my company really wanted to try out.
Right.
But that wasn't really, you know, that wasn't really like the opposite side of the things that I didn't want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of like, okay…
Try it out.
I'll try it out. Mm-hmm. Like, 이때 아니면 언제 해보겠어?
Right. 약간 이런, when else will you try something like this?
And so, I consider and I think I have a lot more years left to try out a lot of stuff. So, why don't 제 의지로 try out 할 수 없는 것들을 회사에서 they gave it to me. And so, okay, I'll take it as a positive.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll take it as a positive act. And so I just went with it. And so I had a lot of fun. And I found a lot of different voices in me. Like I'm kind of 중저음.
Okay.
Actually when I talk.
So like mid to low level when you speak.
But during my first years, I was like, always high. Like my songs are all high.
Right.
Yeah. And so I don't know why, but the producers were like, more higher, more higher. We should try out more higher. And so like, I'm like…
That's not my voice, but I'll try it.
Yeah. And then so I think that kind of like fits me well now. Uh-huh. But yeah, I had a little hard time just getting used to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. What do you want to do like in the future? I mean, you say you want to try so many things, but… Are there any, like, let's say even pop musicians or Korean musicians that you're like, I kind of want to follow this person's path or musicality?
I used to have that, but I think I've tried out so many paths that I think I lost it. But in a good way, in a positive way to say that is, I think I'm just going with the flow.
Okay.
And I think that flow would just be my path.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I mean, dancing-wise too, I mean, there's so… You do so many different types of dance and choreography.
Oh, really? Really? Thank you.
I think so. Mm. Like, your performances are all very different. Some are very modern. Some are modern dance. Some are very K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of mix of everything.
You do
some hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular style of dance that you love the most?
Actually, no.
Okay.
If there is a way that I… If there is an album… Like, this is one of my bucket lists too. Like,
okay.
An album without dancing. That's my bucket list. But people are going to have to know my voice more than my dance moves.
Okay, okay.
And so, I'm just waiting for that time to happen.
All right. Okay. See, I've never even imagined this. For me, I'm like, I would love to dance. I'm just a really bad dancer.
No.
So, we'll try to figure it out.
I saw your 음악 방송. You were fine.
Thank you. But that's just a very different goal for me. Because for me, when I started, it was like, you do not dance. You only sing.
Oh.
And then I was like, okay, I want to try dancing.
Oh.
And it was, you know, that's kind of been my past with it. But
yeah,
that's funny. Let's talk about a little bit about the people you've collaborated with over the past few years. There's a lot of them. Uh-huh. There's Yesung of…
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Super Junior.
Yeah.
PH1, great friend of ours.
Yes.
Rich Brian. Most recently… Christopher.
Yes.
All very, very different styles.
Yeah. And I have more, but…
Oh, yeah. You have a long list. I just picked a few right there.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it like working with so many people? Are there certain people that you really, really clicked well with? That you really loved working with in particular?
Oh, I can't choose one. Mm-hmm. But… I had a lot of fun and I actually don't know some people because
I know what you mean.
I want to say hi to them. Hi. it was just all of a sudden.
Right.
And some of the songs I just recorded it and just send it back and forth. And that was kind of it. And that was for most of the people except for the people I have shooted a music video.
Right.
And so, if I have a chance, I would love to, you know, if they offer me to be on their stages, I would love to go on the stage and sing
and perform
the song.
With them. Yeah,
with them.
You shot with Rich Brian, right?
Yes.
How was that experience? What's he like?
Oh, he's funny in a very pleasant way.
Yeah.
He was very nice.
Uh-huh.
He was very funny to work with, and a really relaxing time to be. And like 88 Rising, Sean, he was like, "Hey, why don't you just do a little beat dancing with on the motorcycle?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, a beat dancing? Okay, this is unusual, but okay.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we filmed it really, you know, I felt really awkward, but really fun and relaxing at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was shooted in Indonesia.
Oh, you went to Indonesia to shoot?
No, not for the music video, but okay. It was kind of for both. Like I was, I had a performing schedule there.
Okay.
And then right afterwards, I had a music video shoot with Rich Brian.
Okay.
And it is his hometown. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we got along together there. And it was kind of like, oh, this is never forgettable.
Yeah, unforgettable moments.
Yeah. Indonesia shooting with like American directors. Uh-huh. And like a lot of different people that I haven't, you know, gone with. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Tell us about your latest song, Bad Boy, with Christopher. What is that about? How did it come about?
Well, it was a very big honor. Right? Like I was a very big fan of him.
Okay.
And like my isanim was like, "Hey, do you know this singer named Christopher?" And I'm like, "The Christopher that I know? Yeah. I don't know if you're on the same page with me, but I know him." And then he was like, "Oh, I think you have a collaboration. Oh. Do you want to try out?" And I was like, "Of course. Like, is that a question?"
Yeah.
Like, duh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I recorded it as soon as I can. And then he recorded it. And then like we got it. And along together, and there was a lot of 편곡. How do you say?
A lot of rearrangements.
Yes, it was kind of very acoustic.
Uh huh.
But it kind of like went popping
with
more.
With a more beat, mm-hmm. and everything.
And so I think that was much more better. Like,
okay.
I like the acoustic version too. I don't know if there's a chance to release that, but
maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, they were both good songs, and right. So that was a really cool process to
sweet.
Be with.
Well, what can people look forward to beyond this? I know you've been, you know, in the studio in and out for a while now, but can fans look forward to a new album or anything in the works, or
yes.
Can you talk about it?
Yes. I was supposed to be here with my new full album. But obviously got so much delayed.
Uh-huh.
I'm so, so sorry for my fans and sorry.
No.
And people.
It's all good.
And 너무 아쉬워요. I was supposed to be here with my album.
Well, you have to come
please.
Back with the full
yes.
album. And we can do a full
me.
Thing on the album.
Yeah, please invite me again.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, and like, it's coming on your way. So please be a little more patient. And
yeah.
So, yeah.
That's. I mean,
it's
I'm excited.
Ready.
I feel like you've been working on this for a while. That means it's going to be real good.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Like, I have a lot of different songs on the album. And whenever I was bumping into you,
yeah.
And that was the most of the time that I was working on my album.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was pretty busy with my album.
Everybody get ready. Get your streaming gear ready.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. So, Halloween is right around the corner. We have nice little festive…
Yes.
decorations here in the studio.
I don't even remember when I partied Halloween.
It's been years.
Yeah.
Obviously because of COVID, it's hard to…
Yeah, well
to
definitely
this year
it's gonna pass.
But let's talk briefly about Halloween.
Yes.
What… Do you remember any of your costumes growing up?
I have one.
Okay. Do share.
I have one. When I was in… my childhood, I think I was in elementary school 다닐 때,
uh-huh.
I was a ladybug.
A ladybug?
Yeah, I was a fat ladybug.
Oh, the cutest little ladybug.
I was a ladybug going trick-or-treat. And that is like, my mom like was really, really mad at me when I bought that ladybug costume.
Why?
And my mom's like, "This is a one-year event. Do you have to like waste your money on this ladybug costume? Hey?" And I'm like, "Yes. I do. I want to be a ladybug this year." And then, yeah, it was once and for all,
uh-huh.
being a ladybug. And then that was my first and my last costume.
Oh, man. Well,
isn't that funny?
That's pretty funny. I mean, if you were to do one this year, what would it be?
I don't know. I kind of want to do… I don't know. Like Baymax.
Baymax. Wait. Why? Wait. How? What? Wait, remind me what Baymax is?
This nurse, really big, puffy guy that I really like. A robot.
Oh, right.
The robot.
Big Hero 6?
Yes.
That one.
I like that
You
want
to be a big, puffy robot?
Yes.
Okay, you guys heard it here first. Chana wants to be a big puffy robot for Halloween.
Like I have
explain.
I have that doll in my couch. That's like my favorite character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so my goal is to get a big one.
Okay.
And be like, why is that there? I'm like, isn't it now, so wonderful?
Yeah. Well, if you'll be Baymax, I'll be the big Michelin tire marshmallow
Yay!
Dude. And we could just bump into things
yes.
around town.
Oh, we keep bumping into
yeah,
each
just,
other. Okay.
Just kind of constantly low impact.
But it'll be fun to be.
No, I miss Halloween.
Me too.
I'm really bummed that maybe I'll just dress up for the sake of dressing up this year.
Maybe I'll just put on some spooky makeup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could work. It could work.
And just eat pumpkin.
Absolutely.
At home.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
Oh, yes. But it's been a while since I've tried that before.
Dude. Okay, wait. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you had like a Thanksgiving meal?
When I was a ladybug.
Oh my God.
I think when I was a ladybug.
It's been too long.
Yeah,
our poor Chama hasn't had a costume or Thanksgiving
in
years.
I need turkey.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
We should go grab turkey.
Well, every year I do a big Thanksgiving dinner with friends.
Oh,
and we have
you.
Pumpkin pie, apple pie, chicken, or not chicken, turkey. Wow, that was bad.
Whoa.
Turkey gravy. You're invited.
Oh,
you're
really?
More than welcome to join.
I would love to.
Come have some nice fattening food.
Yeah.
And we can do all the American things at once.
Yeah.
So you're always welcome.
Oh, that is so cool. That is awesome.
Is there anything else? I'm sure like you grew up kind of in the States, kind of here. But anything else that you feel like you missed out on or you wish you had done, you know, the more American part of the culture that you miss or you want to try?
I don't know. I don't know if… because… I don't know if that's American or Korean.
Mm.
Like I was raised in a Korean family.
Right, right, right.
And I was there in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know which one's which.
Okay. So everything's just
a little
jumbled. Like for example, like some of the friends are like, I never went to prom or I never went to homecoming or I missed out on like an Easter egg hunt, which is it's like Easter, which is a global Christian thing, but also particularly American for some reason.
Yeah, I've been to Easter hunt.
Okay,
a
so
lot of
you,
times.
You tried that,
but I've never been to homecoming.
Because they don't have that in Korea, do they?
Yeah, they don't have that in Korea. But I don't think I was interested.
Okay, you're like meh.
I
just want to debut.
No, that's true. That's true. But I was like, besides going on to like any prom, I would just stay home and relax with my family,
mm-hmm.
get some popcorn,
yeah.
cozy, and like, you know, just grab like watch a movie or something.
All right.
Yeah, that's more my interest.
Cool, cool. All right. Well, we have some questions from your fans.
Yes.
They texted in some fans. If you guys are listening to this and you guys ever want to text us at Dive Studios or to our guests. You guys can text us for US and Canada at 310-564-1030. That's the +1 if you're outside of the US and Canada. Mm-hmm. 310-564-1030. So, here we go. This is from Helena Jasso in Eagle Pass, Texas. Goes, my question for Chunga is… Oh, we kind of went over this. But who is your biggest inspiration in life in general? P.S. I'm freaking proud of how far you've come. And I know you'll do even greater things in the future. And also, Eric, stop looking so breathtakingly beautiful.
Ooh. Well, I can answer this question in 1 second.
Yeah.
My mother.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, I know this is a cheesy answer.
No,
for you
it's
guys,
not. It's great. But what about your mother? Like, what is so inspiring to you about your mother?
She is the most independent, the strongest woman I could ever see.
Mm.
And I could ever reach out.
Mm-hmm.
If people asked me, hey, can you live like your mother? Like I would say I can't because I don't have the courage to.
Mm.
Like, you know, she's like that brave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So she's
That's
just
how
like
I feel.
Yeah. What I mean, growing up, were there moments I'm sure it's difficult. Like even for me, growing up in the South,
mm-hmm.
watching my parents as immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
it's not easy.
Mm.
You know?
Right.
There are so many moments where I'm like, man, they literally gave up everything.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's my how brother. I feel.
Yeah. So I completely hear that. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, can you be like your dad? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't have the guts.
I can try. But you and your mom seem very close.
Yeah, we're like friends. Mm. We're like besties. Mm. And she was alone mm. when she was raising me. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think she's like a powerful woman. Uh-huh. Like she does, you know, in Texas, there's a lot of Spanish speakers out there. And so she doesn't know English. She mm-hmm. doesn't know Spanish.
Uh-huh.
How did she even work?
Man.
Like that's like my biggest question in my, you know, life.
Yeah. How does she get by?
Yeah.
But she provided.
Yeah. She's a strong woman.
Yeah, she is. Amen. Well, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mom. Here's a question from Francis Ferreira mm-hmm. from the Bronx. A question for Chung-A here. What keeps you motivated whenever you're tired or you don't want to do anything?
Before even thinking about that, just do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just get it done with.
Yeah, like you're going to do it anyways. Like seriously, if you want to get lazy, then there is the timing where you can get lazy. But you eventually know that you're going to have to do this.
Right.
Like you have that, you know. And so…
It's inevitable.
Know, yeah. Just don't even think about resting
it. Just suck it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just get it over with.
All right. There you go. Here's from Gaozua Yang in Merced, California. Mm-hmm. Are there any tips you can give for dancing / singing or having confidence in yourself? How… Do you feel like you're a confident woman?
No.
Why not?
That's why I'm busy all the time.
So you feel like you always need to do more
yes.
to overperform,
yes.
outperform.
Yes. And I still think I'm a very, you know, 부족한 사람.
부족한. 부족한 means like you're lacking or you're
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Like, I still feel that I need to learn more.
Uh-huh.
And I still feel like… Even though I know my fans love me so much, but they would be like, oh, you're like the best. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. And so like not to be embarrassed with that, you uh-huh. know, comments and that, you know, I need to be confident
uh-huh.
with myself. And so like, I think I'm just like thirsty all the time from learning something.
Yeah.
And like…
Well, I think, you know, that's probably what makes you stand out mm-hmm. so much in a sea of performers mm-hmm. and artists. And so props to you on that. But also, I mean, you are incredibly you and unique mm-hmm. and powerful. So have confidence in that. Sorry, I sound like this ajashi.
No, you don't.
But, like, but I feel like when, you know, when I look at people like yourself… Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much that you can and should be proud of.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And just wear that with pride. You earned it with the hard mm-hmm. work you do. So keep learning, but be proud.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're incredible.
I will.
All right, last question. This is from Joyce Powell in Fullerton, California. Best fast food in the States. Ooh-hoo.
Oh, fast food. Like hamburgers yeah. and like
yeah,
pizzas.
Okay. Whatever.
I used to go to Stacy's a lot.
Stacy's.
Cece's.
Cece. Oh, Cece's Pizza.
Cece's Pizza.
Oh,
yes.
Unlimited pizza.
I used to go to Cece's.
Amen. I used to love Cece's Pizza.
Me too.
That's like, why I got fat when I was a kid. In the cutest chubby way.
Yeah. I used to love Cece's and where else? I still like McChicken.
Oh, McChicken.
Yeah, like it's
pretty
the,
solid.
It's the cheapest. I think it's
like the dollar
it's quite
menu.
Cheap. Yeah. For a burger that you can have.
Yeah. Fills
and,
the stomach.
Oh, I forgot the rat place.
The rat. Chipotle?
No. I love Chipotle too, but
the rat
place where you go with when you're young. I forgot. I'm sorry.
The Euro wraps?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
The Cheese.
Oh, Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, Chuck E. Cheese.
So I was like, the rat. I thought you said the rat place. And I was like, there's no way she's eating rat. She definitely said rap. So I said Chipotle.
No,
but
no,
she
no,
put
no.
her hands on her our head.
Yeah.
And was like the rat
yeah,
place.
Yeah, yeah. Where you can play games. And like, yeah, that place is where…
Chuck E. Cheese.
Not for me. But uh-huh. like for whenever my friends have a party there, uh-huh. I would get invited.
Right.
And I would have fun there.
Yeah.
But more place to be comfortable for me is CeCe's.
Okay. CeCe's, yeah. CeCe's is where it's at.
Yeah. I love spinach pizza.
Spinach pizza is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't had it in a long time.
Me too.
Chuck E. Cheese has pretty good pizza too.
Yeah, they do.
By the way.
Yeah.
And a really creepy animatronics stage. But that's besides the
yeah,
point.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese. Like, that wasn't my place. So it was hard to remember.
So Chung-ha's, if you wanted to see Chung-ha as an 8-year-old, you go to CeCe's Pizza.
Yeah.
All right. Last question from a fan. This is from Charity in Holman, Wisconsin. If you could send a message to yourself 5 years ago, what would you say? What would you say to yourself?
Oh, hey, don't get lazy. Keep up the work.
Amen. That was simple and sweet. All right, cool. Well, that's it for questions. We have just a few games that we want to try.
Yay.
This is going to be interesting because we haven't tried these games before.
Mm-hmm.
This first oh. one.
So you're new to this too?
I'm new to this okay. as well. We'll see. This okay. one's called How Well Do We Know Each Other? And this is a game where Eric and Chung-ha try to guess how well they know each other.
Okay.
Which, to be very blunt, mm-hmm. we don't know each other that well.
Yeah, we know each other.
But not that well.
Yeah.
So, we're going to take turns mm-hmm. trying to guess what the right answer is.
Okay.
So, Diane, please walk us through this game.
All right. So, just to reiterate, this game is less how well do you guys know each other, but how well can you get to know each other, all
okay.
right?
Okay.
So, Eric and Chung-ha will take turns answering a series of questions about each other and try guessing the right answer. Guesses will be based purely off of your assumptions of each other,
okay.
you know? So just try to, you know, really look at each other and…
Figure it out.
Feel like you look into each other's souls. I don't really know.
I'm okay. reading your
okay.
soul.
All right. First question. What is the other person's favorite cheat day food or go-to snack?
Oh.
So I'll have Eric go first as example.
Do you even have a cheat day?
Every day is a cheat day.
Yeah.
Every single day. I'm going to say your cheat day snack is takbar, chicken feet. Because Chung-ha loves some spice and she loves the interesting form and texture of chicken feet in her mouth. I don't know.
I'm convinced.
Don't you? What do you think? You're convinced, right?
I think it checks out. But it's up to her to tell us the truth.
My favorite. Well, you gotta have fried.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, does it have chicken in it?
Yes.
Okay.
And spice.
A chicken, could tak, 뭐지?
The spicy.
Takgalbi.
Takgalbi. Oh, not takgalbi.
Tak bokkeumtang.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Spicy chicken?
Just chicken
uh-huh.
that's a little spicy.
Okay, like fried chicken that's spicy?
Yeah.
Yang
yeah,
yum chicken?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, like peppered. Like pepper chicken.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I got a half right.
Wow.
So not the feet, just the other parts.
Yes.
Okay. So Chung-ha, what is Eric's favorite cheat day food or go-to snack?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a cheat day. I don't think he has a cheat day. First of all, but go-to snack maybe. Okay. If you said takbar, I'll go with jokbar.
Okay.
Bossam.
Bossam.
Oh.
I love bossam.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my go-to.
Ah, oh, okay.
I think my go-to is probably ice cream and tteokbokki.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love tteokbokki. Diane hates tteokbokki because I love tteokbokki.
No, I don't. I don't hate it. I
sighed.
Yeah, you heard that sigh. She's like, I hate when Eric talks about tteokbokki.
I don't hate it. I just think it should be a treat.
Look, every day should be a cheat day. I don't, when people are like…
I love tteokbokki.
You do?
Yeah, the spice.
What's your favorite tteokbokki?
I had a answer to this.
Uh-huh.
But now I don't. Because I love so many different brands.
Have you tried Cheongnyeon Dabang?
Oh no.
Oh my god, it is so good.
Have you tried Geolja?
No, where's that?
I used to be a model there.
Oh!
Yeah, but it's still so good.
Okay. Geoljak?
Geoljak.
Okay.
Last question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What is the other person's biggest irrational fear?
Irrational fear?
Mm.
Okay, I have one. Chung-ha has an irrational, horrible, death-defying fear. Uh-huh. She just screams and cries mm-hmm. whenever she sees unicorns. Oh. She, I don't know, or a spider. I have no idea. What is your fear? Are you afraid of anything? I don't feel like you're afraid of anything.
Yes, I'm afraid of it. Something, but that's not spider or unicorn. If I were to wear a unicorn, I would have been freaking out. But yeah. that's not the answer you told me.
Okay.
So I'm afraid of frogs.
Frogs?
Yeah.
That's so random.
Like, I don't know where they're going to so jump. Like, they're so, you know…
Unpredictable?
Yeah.
Like, what about crickets? Grasshoppers? Are those okay?
Well, they're smaller.
Right. And frogs are slimy.
Yeah.
I wish you guys could see her face. Her face right now is literally disgusted.
I'm so, no, it's not like because… No, frogs live in a clean place. So, they're not disgusting. But… I get freaked out a lot because like my mom told me like a couple days ago that there was a big frog in front of my door.
Uh-huh.
In front of Punga's, uh-huh. my mother's house's door.
Yeah.
And I know it's a very clean and 공기 좋은 place.
Yeah.
But she said it was this big and it was
the size of her
black.
Hand. A black frog?
I think it was. It was kind of really dark.
Uh-huh.
And I was like… So what'd you do with it? And then she's like, oh, I chased it away. I'm like, okay, will she come back?
Yo, she's about to cry. Yo, Chana's about to cry talking about a frog.
I just don't… I can't handle frogs.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I can understand that. I have an irrational fear.
Oh, I thought you
were going to
say… mine. I have a frog. I thought you were going to say I have
a
frog.
I actually have a frog right here for you.
Okay, so your fear. Being completely alone with silence.
Oh. That's so dark. Oh my gosh. No. I'm actually okay with that.
Oh.
I'm like… What, Diane?
Nothing. I truly haven't said a word.
I saw your eyes. They spoke. I'm okay with it. My biggest fear, and my fans know this, they're rats. I hate rats. So
why'd
much.
You go to cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
because my Chuck E. Cheese… Okay, when I went to Chuck E. Cheese, I was young.
Okay.
My trauma with rats happened starting in like high school.
Oh, what about hamsters?
I don't like them anymore.
What about rat pigs? Like
what?
Pigs that look like rats. Like guinea pigs.
I don't… Look, nope. I can look at them, mm-hmm. but I don't want to touch them.
Oh. Okay.
Do you touch them?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to touch them.
Oh.
I don't… I have had very, very bad experiences with rats. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are curious, you guys could check out other podcasts where I talk about my rat experiences because they are disgusting.
I should… My friend mm-hmm. is like the biggest fan of yours.
Uh-huh.
And like she, and then just because I know that she's gonna go crazy when I tell her I had this schedule with you, uh-huh. I didn't check up, uh-huh. check you up, uh-huh. like you know, like
the like
fans,
read up, uh-huh.
yeah, what the fans know,
yeah.
But, I should have.
I don't like rats.
Okay.
I hate rats.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah.
Do you feel like you know each other better?
I feel like we're slowly getting to know each other better. I think at our Thanksgiving dinner…
Yeah.
We'll get to know each other more.
It sounds more like now you have weapons to…
Now we have weapons to attack each other with. I'm going to bring a frog.
I'll bring a rat.
Plated.
Yeah. I'll bring a rat. If you bring a
These
frog,
are horrible. Rat. Horrible things that we did not need to let into the world.
Okay.
All right. Cool. All right. So, thank you so much for playing How Well Do We Know Each Other as well as this… scary corner with us. Yeah. We're going to start wrapping it up. First of all, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you so much for having me.
I know you're very busy. But how was today your first podcast ever?
With you, I think yes.
Okay. Have you done a podcast before?
I think I have. I don't know if that was podcast or anything.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say this is my first. Yeah, this is my first.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, there you go. It's your first podcast.
There was a different format. Uh-huh. I think I've been…
Uh-huh.
But I might just be, you know, just I might just be wrong with it.
Okay.
Yeah, it might not be podcast.
Okay.
It might be a different platform.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. As we wrap up, I guess one of the things I want to wrap with is like, as an artist or as a person, Where do you want to be? How do you want to be remembered?
Oh, this is a hard question. Mm. But anything would be great. Mm. Except for the negative things. But anything would be great. I'll be grateful with anything. But like… 지금은? Since I try out so much different songs and so much different collaborations, as of now, maybe like, yeah, she tries out so many things as an artist. Mm-hmm. She must be, you know, 미련 없겠다.
So no regrets, yeah. Nothing like that.
Yeah, like she must be having fun, just going her own way. Yeah.
Cool. Is there like a particular goal that you have as a performer or a musician in the future?
I used to. Like, but now I don't.
Okay.
I just, you know, I don't know if it's because of my hobby or not. Mm. But whenever I go like horseback riding, whenever I see all the grasses and the good air it gives me, like that's all it takes to make me happy. Like wine with your friends make you happy. Like that's it. So like, I'll just be on track. I won't let myself… you know, lazy, be lazy. And like, so I'll just keep on running and keep on, you know, doing stuff that with my fans.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I'll be happy with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I mean, you know, again, congratulations on all your success.
Oh.
And I'm so excited to continue to watch and cheer you on from the side.
Thank you.
'Cause I still think there's so much more that you… will do.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll try.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So congratulations. Best wishes. Thank you again for joining us. Is there anything you want to say to our listeners, our K-pop Daebak family?
K-pop Daebak family, thank you for having me today. I had so, so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
And please have me back whenever I have my first full album out. I'll be happy to talk about it. And yeah, be safe always. I'll be praying for you guys always. And yeah, thank you. This was Chung.
All right. Well, Chungha, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody who's listening today on K-Pop Daebak, thanks for making time. Of course, you can check out our stuff all over socials. We're on YouTube at youtube.com/divestudios and /divepods. And please, 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 this is a big ask. Go to Apple Podcasts. Give us a rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast from, because it really does help people discover this show. And we can get more amazing, amazing content out there. If you can, please consider becoming a patron of ours at patreon.com/divestudios, where you can support us creating new content. And we're, of course, on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Dive Studios. So, as we wrap up, we have one final ask of Chungha. Mm-hmm. If you wouldn't mind, to come up with any sort of goodbye jingle.
Oh, what is that?
Just like anything. Goodbye. They're like, you're listening to K-Pop. Any sort of like mini song or even a saying just to say goodbye.
My fans like to hear Bapung. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. All right, guys. Bapung from myself and Chungha. Please stay healthy. Wear a mask. Wash your hands.
Yes.
Please vote. And we'll see you next week on the K-Pop Daebak Show. Thanks for joining us. Bye, Chungha.
Ba-boom.
Ba-boom.
Looking for a new podcast to listen to? Here's what we love, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
This is Lauren.
And this is Alicia
from Deviant Women, the podcast that's unafraid to get down and dirty with the good, the bad, and everything in between.
Join us as we unpick the blurry zigzag of history and myth and the downright messy and misunderstood stories of femininity that we've been telling ourselves for centuries.
From hags to enchantresses,
gender-queering lady lovers,
to gin-swirling decadent bohemians,
and brilliant muses and killer queens.
So join us on
Deviant Women. The podcast.
Acast
recommends.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.